Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And yeah, unfortunately, this year we're not talking about Patrick Mahomes being really involved in this race. I think it's been done for a while. If you listen to my betting show, that betting show on Wednesday nights, be back this Wednesday, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Since week one, I said I didn't think this was a good year to bet on Patrick Mahomes to win MVP. The MVP market for me this year, Josh Allen was the bet. You can go back and listen to the podcast. Week one, Josh Allen 8-1 was a preseason bet that I had to win MVP. I obviously feel good where that is trending right now. He's -280 to win it at FanDuel. Saquon Barkley 5-1. Lamar has fallen back to 8.5-1. And then there's a huge gap. Mahomes 15-1. Jared Goff 15-1. It's a two-horse race. Maybe Lamar can get back in. I still think we have found out over time and time again that to win MVP, you have to win your division. And right now, it doesn't look like Lamar Jackson is going to win his division, right? That's the challenge that you have for Lamar. So Josh Allen, before Sunday Night Football, I mean, everybody on social media and stuff were trying to say Barkley has to win it now. Saquon has to win it. And Saquon has been incredible. He's pacing to break the single season rushing record. And I think that is key. He's also accomplished a feat through 12 games that only Jim Brown has achieved, which of course puts you in ridiculous company. He's the first running back since Jim Brown in 1963 to have 1,475 or more yards rushing and 10 or more rushing touchdowns while also averaging 6 yards a carry through the first 12 games in the league. That season, if you're wondering, Jim Brown finished second in MVP. He had 1,800 yards rushing and 12 touchdowns, and he led the league in both categories. Right now, in 2024, I think it just takes a lot more for Barkley to win. This is my issue with just blindly saying Saquon can win it. There's a difference between looking at like what's going to win you your bet and what do you think should happen. Those are two different things. This is not an anti-Saquon Barkley take. He, I think, and Josh Allen clearly have been the two most valuable players to their teams in football this year. They just have. Look at the one offseason acquisition really the Eagles made was what? Other than finding a new offense and defensive coordinator, those were huge too. But there's not a defensive coordinator of the year award that I know of. I think they give an assistant coach of the year or something. But
it would be cool if they did coordinators, I guess, aside.
I think there's an assistant coach. I think they added assistant coach of the year as a thing now.
Both sides of the ball, or just simply?
I think in general, general, yeah, both sides of the ball, total combined, I should say. Saquon's been the most valuable player to the Eagles. Not even close. He has been sensational. He is why they are playing the kind of football they're playing. But typically we know that other than in, 2012 and one other time or whatever, and we're in a different era, running backs just don't win MVP. It's become the best quarterback on the best team, basically. Who's playing the best football at their position and is also on the best team in their conference or in the league? That's why Josh Allen's the favorite right now. He also had narrative on his side. That's a huge part of this. This is an award voted on by humans, by voters. And there's voter fatigue. It's a real thing. It's why Lamar Jackson, his path to winning was much tougher. His odds just fell drastically. And there's 5 weeks to go. The market is going to shift again. I think this is Josh Allen's award to lose, though. And it definitely was helped by Sunday Night Football. And anytime you play in primetime slots, it helps you with your MVP case. The dude caught his own pass, in the stat sheet at least. He had a passing and receiving touchdown on one play, the lateral. Amari Cooper lateraled it back, and he caught it. It doesn't go as a reception, but it goes as a touchdown reception. I know you're like, what are you talking about? That's how they rule it. It's a passing touchdown
to himself
and a touchdown reception, but not a reception.
So he passed it to himself, essentially.
Mm-hmm. That's how they rule it officially. So you got two touchdowns. If you're playing fantasy football, you love that play for Josh Allen. Josh Allen's having, other than maybe 2020, the best season of his career. They're leading their division. They're in contention, of course, with the Chiefs for the number one seed. To me, this is his award to lose. The only way Barkley, I think, can win this because of the running back bias that exists or quarterback bias that exists is if he breaks the single season rushing record. That's the narrow margin he has to have. I'm not telling you Barkley can't win it, but I think for him to win it, he had just to have a real chance, he has to break the rushing record to overcome what exists right now in the awards market in the NFL, which is everybody just wants to vote the MVP as a quarterback every single year because it's 2024 and it's the era we live in the NFL. It's a pass happy league. That's what has to happen for Barkley to win, in my opinion.
It's very disappointing in a way, but I think also, even if you, because I guess if you really want to look at what the MVP is, most valuable player, would the Eagles be as good as they are without Saquon Barkley? Probably not. Would the Bills be as good as they are without Josh Allen? Definitely not. So, I that's where I think when you're looking at the value, most important position in sports and all that other stuff, quarterback is considered that. It's hard for your quote-unquote value to be higher than that of a quarterback who's having a really good season, even if you are breaking records. So I think it makes some sense in regards to the value category, in particular, I guess, with this case. But it's not like Saquon Barkley's not. It's not like the Eagle, it's not like the Eagles wouldn't be as good as they are without Saquon Barkley because he's been sensational. The ball is just in the quarterback's hands. I'm trying to make a case for Saquon, and it's very difficult without, to your point, Gold, of saying he breaks the rushing, he breaks the single season rushing record, because there's, it's like the Ashton Jeanty and Travis Hunter thing. Like, he isn't going to break, he is not going to break Barry Sanders' record now in terms of rushing yards. He's not going to win, he has no shot of winning the Heisman because Travis Hunter does more.
Travis Hunter's going to end up winning it.
Jeanty, both positions.
I still think there's a case for Jeanty, but in this given year,
he isn't winning.
Yeah, but to your, going back to the NFL, and you know, someone on the text line brings up Barkley, and this will be the narrative that'll be used against him, and why everything usually favors the quarterback. If he does break the record, and he's already having one of the best 12 game starts in NFL history, and he's trying to be the first running back to win MVP since Adrian Peterson did it in 2012, and the league's even more quarterback driven and pass happy than it was in 2012, people will use the amount of games against them. They're going to say, hey, in 2024, we now have 18 weeks and 17 games. And people say, hey, that Dickerson record was what, 14 games, I guess, at that point in time, the NFL. And I think that's a fair point, and that'll be used against Barkley. That's all I'm saying, is it's an uphill battle still for Barkley, and he has been incredible, and the Eagles are nowhere near where they're at without him. But also, of course, Josh Allen, the Bills are nowhere where they're at right now without Josh Allen. So it's just a really tough argument to make. And that's why last year when we were discussing this with Christian McCaffrey, now Christian McCaffrey didn't win it, and he wasn't having as great as the year was. It wasn't anywhere near the year Barkley's having, though. And that's why Barkley has a legit chance to win it. McCaffrey was never winning MVP last year. He had 1,500 yards from scrimmage, which was great. We're talking about Barkley having over 2,000 rushing yards this year. That's what we're discussing on an Eagles team that's going to win their division, that, depending on what happens with the Lions, the Eagles could end up still as the number one seed, when it, possibly, in the NFC. And I think that matters, too. And so Barkley's having a better year than a year ago, McCaffrey. If Barkley can't win it this year, then it just tells us we have to change the award setup. Let's just have the MVP. Let's call it the best quarterback award, which is what it is. Let's just call it like it is, the best quarterback in football award. And let's call the offensive player of the year what it is anyway, which is the best non-quarterback of the year. That's all these awards are. MVP is the most valuable quarterback.
Yep.
And the offensive player of the year has become the best non-quarterback in football. That's what it is. So let's just start calling it that.
Well, I think that's why, honestly, like college football, they obviously have the Heisman Trophy, but they have best quarterback, best DB. Like, it is ironic. Travis Hunter's going to win the Heisman, but he's not even on the list for the Jim Thorpe Award, which is the best defensive back, or in line for like the best, the Biletnikoff, the best wide receiver award. So it is interesting there, but why not do a, like, name it the, I don't know, Tom Brady Award, but you know, name the quarterback award something. Name it the Eric Dickerson Award for the best running back, and you just go by position.
We don't need to have the best running back. It just needs to be best non-quarterback then, because wide receivers should have the ability to win. Again,
you don't want more than one. You don't want like position trophies. You want is like the best quarterback and then go keep the offensive player.
We don't need a handout participation trophies. We don't need to be doing that.
Okay.
I'm just saying the MVP award has become a quarterback only award. So let's just call it like it is. The MVP is the best quarterback, which if you want to name it something different, go for it. And then the offensive player of the year is the best non-offensive player, not non-quarterback in football. So it can be wide receiver, it can be running back. Hell, it could be a tight end and never will be, but it could be a running back or wide receiver. I don't care. That's basically what it is anyway, Drew. We just try to pretend like a non-quarterback has any chance to win this. Barkley will have the best chance since Adrian Peterson to win MVP. But with what Josh Allen is doing, unless they fall off a cliff, it's going to be really, really tough. I don't trust voters. It's why I won't bet on Barkley to win it. I know like it's been a huge conversation in like in the betting community, if you will, about this. I wouldn't put money on it because I don't believe voters will give it to a non-running back, a non-quarterback.
I think it would be, it's almost easier to vote for MVP now in some way because you're eliminating like every position group besides one. You just have to pick the quarterback you think would go where if you did offensive player of the year, like right now, Saquon is in the conversation. I would say he is, but also you have Derrick Henry, you have Jamar Chase, even though the Bengals stink, Jamar Chase is putting up a ridiculous season, like a triple crown season.
Yeah.
Those are probably the three in that conversation. You know, it gives you more positional rotation, I guess, with the offensive player of the year award and the defensive one. It makes it tougher to bet on, too, but it's more fun to have it that way.
Yeah, look, Barkley's making this a fun conversation because of what he's doing, you know.
He's getting moves added on Madden and everything like that, too.
On FanDuel again, Barkley 5-1 to win it, Josh Allen -280 right now in the MVP markets.